Hello and welcome to Netcast, an in-depth approach to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. I am your host, Mark Hatfield, and I hope that you are encouraged by our studies in the Word of God. We welcome your feedback and hope that you will be a regular part of our listening audience. Please stand by for today's message. Well, I have to say that I'm extremely excited to launch Netcast today for our very first episode, and as I was contemplating where we should begin, I thought what better place to go than to be rooted in Christ. And so we start today with an 8-part series on being rooted in the Lord. But our roots take us back to our origins, which means our study begins in the book of Genesis. If you have yet to grab a Bible, please do so if you'd like to follow along and turn to Genesis chapter 8. And our reading today will be taken from Genesis 8:22. The Bible says here, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." What this tells me is that God always intended for there to be seeds planted that would produce a harvest. Even after the great flood of the earth in Noah's day, He makes this powerful promise to the remnant, that the earth will continue to have its seasons and processes. There is a reason for every season, we often say, even though some of them are harder to endure, with each taking on a larger role in the earth's production and crop growth annually. Winter, spring, summer, and fall. No, I'm not going to break out into song, even though that may have reminded you of those lyrics. We understand that all of the seasons are necessary for growth. We need the cold and the hot, the day and the night, the seed time and the harvest. And as long as the earth remains, these patterns will not cease. We have God's guarantee on that truth. While this could be deemed a strange place to start a study on being rooted in Christ, I trust that you will come to see the wisdom of sharing this particular passage in our introduction as we proceed. The principle and promise of seeds is also very true of our spiritual lives as well. God intended for seeds to be planted in us, that is, in our hearts, that would grow into branches full of fruit, bringing forth a spiritual harvest. We will go through seasons where growth is slowed by a cold spell, maybe a time where we're being spiritually lukewarm. But we can get back into the sunlight of His love and grow again. E. Prentice once said, "God never places us in any position where we cannot grow. When we are not sending branches upward, we may be sending roots downward. When everything seems failure, we may be making the best kind of progress." End quote. We will have our spiritually abundant springs and summers, and also the changes of the fall and cold, desperate winters. We will also spend many of our days in the light, but from time to time we will also have to face the darkness of the night. The Word of God, which we will learn is the seed that's planted in us, will constantly grow in you. And at different periods of your life, you will produce fruit to God's glory, which He will harvest to your eternal glory, while preparing you for the next season of growth. This too shall not cease as long as the earth remains and you remain as a part of it. If we can learn what it means to be rooted in the Lord and get ourselves completely attached to Him, the nourishment that only He can provide will sustain us no matter what we face. We will see an abundance of fruit, constant stability by growing deeper roots and experiencing upward growth in our lives. On a remote island called Svalbard, where deep inside of a mountain on the Svalbard Archipelago, halfway between mainland Norway and the North Pole, lies the Global Seed Vault. It is a fail-safe seed storage facility built to stand the test of time and the challenge of natural or man-made disasters. The seed vault represents the world's largest collection of crop diversity. The seeds are brought in through a 100-meter tunnel. The seeds are labeled in the main chamber and then stored in the vault room in minus 18 degree temperatures Celsius. The humidity levels are just right for storage and safekeeping, and the fact that the storage room is so high above sea level, the possibility of a flood is extremely unlikely. It was the recognition of the vulnerability of the world's gene banks that sparked the idea of establishing a global seed vault to serve as a backup storage facility. The purpose of the vault is to store duplicates or backups of seed samples from the world's crop collections. Permafrost and thick rock ensure that the seed samples will remain frozen even without power. The vault is the ultimate insurance policy for the world's food supply, offering options for future generations to overcome the challenges that we face in the world. It will secure for centuries millions of seeds representing every important crop variety available in the world today. It is what we would call the final backup. While I am not a doomsday preparation promoter, nor do I think that God is incapable of sustaining vegetation and its various seeds through a catastrophe, hence the flood of Genesis 6 through 9, I found this to be intriguing because the world understands a very important principle that I believe God has been sharing with us all along. Everything starts with a seed. And without a seed, nothing can take root or grow. No seed, no root. No root, no growth. No growth, no food. No food, no life. In plant life, after a seed is placed in the ground and germinates, a root attaches the shoot to the ground and serves as a support, typically underground, conveying water and nourishment to the rest of the plant via numerous branches and fibers. In other senses, the term root, if you look it up, it means the basic cause, the source, or the origin of something, or to establish something deeply and firmly. So the root then can be a literal root, or it can refer to something that is fixed in position or in reference to the beginning of something. So a root has four major functions, and these are, number one, absorption of water and inorganic nutrients. Number two, anchoring the plant body to the ground and supporting it. Number three, storage of food and nutrients for growth. And number four, vegetative reproduction, acting as a signal as to how fast the shoots can grow. The correct environment of air, mineral nutrients, and water directs plants to grow in any direction to meet the plant's needs. Roots will shy or shrink away from dry or other poor soil conditions. Gravitropism is a process that directs roots to grow downward at germination, which is the growth mechanism of plants, that also causes the shoot to grow upward towards the sunlight. From a spiritual perspective, you might be asking, why would we make a set of lessons called Rooted and write an entire podcast series on a subject as a Bible study? Does the Bible really say that much about being rooted and having seeds that start at a root? That's a great question. I have to admit that when I first started thinking about this series, that I didn't think I would be able to find enough material to get through these 8 lessons. But after watching how God has revealed His insight on this subject in such a plentiful way, I'm certain that if I were allowed the time, we could spend at least a year studying this subject and never even begin to cover all that God has shared on this matter. I was overwhelmed by the passages of Scripture that exist that refer to seeds and to roots and to being planted, the process of growing, being uprooted, bearing fruit, being pruned, the harvest, and our spiritual environment, or what I would like to refer to as our spiritual ecosystem. The idea of a seed being planted, taking root, and then growing into its kind and producing fruit or serving its purpose is a continual theme throughout the Word of God. We will benefit greatly by taking the time to understand what the Lord has revealed on this subject, and then working not only in our own lives, but in the lives of our brothers and sisters to nurture the spiritual growth process. What we will learn will also make us more effective as Christians and as members of the Lord's church in our efforts to reach others for the Lord. It all starts with a seed in sharing the gospel. Honestly, growth doesn't take place above ground. This is where the patience of the farmer must be recognized. James mentions this in James 5 and verse 8. It is not something that you can see happening. God does His best work behind the scenes, or in this case, in the messy soils of our lives. The root determines whether there will be fruit, and you can know a person by their fruits. We often get caught up looking at the plant, the flower, the tree, and wondering why it is not growing and thriving. God may be doing his handiwork as the husbandman, and we are not privy to what he may be accomplishing on a deeper level. Over time, we begin to see the fruit if we keep working and waiting for growth to occur. Galatians 6:9. In some cases, you should be concerned when growth is not occurring. Often the primary issue is where the plant is located. There is an old story that in the midst of a vineyard, there was one grapevine that was poor and sickly looking. This weak vine stood out all the more, though, through the contrast from the rest of the vineyard of strong and flourishing vines. Year after year, the vine was sickly. Finally, the owner started to dig the ground to find the reason why. He found an abandoned well which had been covered over with a circle of wood and shallow earth thrown on top. The vine had very long roots dangling in the thin air of the well. While we are not responsible for the soil on which the seed falls, this can explain the lack of growth for some souls. You have not been fast rooted in the foundation and are getting no nourishment from the Word of God, even with long roots, if they aren't rooted in the Lord. You will be a sickly Christian, bearing no fruit, unless you get your roots firmly established in Jesus. The mystery of a tree is that we see only the after effects of a much larger process that is taking place below the surface of the ground. God causes the growth, 1 Corinthians 3:6. Let this be a lesson to those of us that struggle with feeling like we are not growing in Christ, or that our walk in spreading the seed of the gospel is of no effect. God may be doing something with you and the seeds that you have planted and watered that is being conducted underground that will eventually come to fruition if you maintain your faithfulness in fulfilling the purpose that God has for your life. We will discuss this and other things in greater detail moving forward. Thank you for joining us. Again, I want to thank you for listening to the program today. I do want to end with something fun. I have a question for you. How was the Garden of Eden watered? If you would take a moment to send your answers by clicking the Send Voice Message button, or you can simply email me your answers. This will give you an opportunity to be featured in a future episode as we display the answer next week. You will have to sign up for Anchor in order to use the Send Voice Message option. Again, it's free, and it's something that will allow you to interact with me. In our next episode, we will discuss the root of being rooted and continue in our study of the book of Genesis. Please take a moment to send us a comment, ask a question, or provide your feedback. You could have the opportunity to be a part of a future episode. I would also appreciate your financial support for this effort to offer in-depth spiritual teaching to encourage this closer walk with the Lord. Consider a small monthly gift. Thank you, and may God bless you richly in Christ Jesus our Lord.